This is Krista Zilke. I'm the National Field Director for Real Abilities Film Festival. And here in Cincinnati, we have the Real Abilities Film Festival taking place from February 27th through March 7th. And we have a host of tremendous events taking place. We're opening on the 27th with an awards luncheon featuring speakers like Marley Matlin and guests such as Danny Woodburn and Kurt Yeager. And a host of great people will be joining us throughout the week as we share films that share the stories, lives, and art of people who experience disability. There will be film screenings taking place at a variety of venues. We have some events happening at the Hyatt Regency downtown, the Cincinnati Art Museum, the Contemporary Art Center, the Esquire Theater, the Kenwood Theater, gosh, and a few others that I'm sure I've forgotten, but there are some great supplemental events taking place. The majority of the screenings include a post-film talkback with stars and directors of the film, as well as special VIPs with insights and things to share about the topics covered in the film. We have a great event happening on March 6th at the Carnegie in Covington, where we'll be showing the film AKA Doc Pomus, about the songwriter Doc Pomus. And following that event, we have a concert featuring The Hiders, Magnolia Mountain, The Perfect Children, and The Fix playing songs penned by Doc Pomus. And that'll be a really fun event, I think. Cincinnati has been so receptive to the festival. I think it's a city that has really embraced the ideas and the values behind it, which are inclusion and equality and celebrating our differences and coming together as a community around those. And Cincinnati has been really receptive to it. That's why we were able to make Cincinnati the national headquarters for the program, which now takes place in over a dozen cities throughout the country. So what I'm reading right now is All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr, and it's really a great piece of fiction that's set against the backdrop of World War II, talking about the parallel lives of a young girl who lives in France and a young boy who lives in Germany, and tracks their lives up to the point where they intersect. And it's a really, really fascinating read. I really enjoy it.
This is the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB.